Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. As we take a look at Princeton University basketball, it's the Mitch Henderson Show as we bring you a look at Tigers basketball and get you set for what's to come this coming weekend for the Tigers as they host Columbia and Cornell. Plus, we will recap the opening outing in the Ivy League run for the Tigers against the Penn Quakers that took place this past Saturday. But a couple of notes here first for you before we get rolling. Thanks for joining us here this evening at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right here in Princeton, New Jersey, where we will be each and every Tuesday night during the course of the season for the Mitch Henderson Show, as you can join us from 6 to 7 p.m. right here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. The Tigers and Quakers kicking off the Ivy League season last Saturday. It was a very exciting atmosphere at the Palestra in Philadelphia. The Tigers dropped a tough one to Penn, 76-60. Four double-figure scorers for the Tigers in that game, including Devin Candy, who scored 21, including 7 of 13 from the field. He was joined in double-figure scoring with Sebastian Munch, along with Amir Bell and Miles Stevens. It was Amir Bell with 12, Munch with 11, and Stevens with 10. Meanwhile, Devin Candy, his 21 points, a historic marker for Candy because he hit the 1,000-point marker for his Princeton career with a three-pointer early on in the game. And the Tigers, from that point on, really were able to get him going. But as a whole, it was a very unusual start to the game because the Tigers got into foul trouble early on. Both Sebastian Munch and Miles Stevens picked up four of the first five fouls for the team in the half, and both of them having to sub in and out throughout the first half due to that foul trouble. So the Tigers having to mix and match personnel as a result of that. But the story of the first half was the shooting of Ryan Bentley of Penn. He was 7 of 9 from the field, 19 points in that first half, and really doing a lot of damage to the Tigers. He finished the game with 21 points, which is notable because the Tigers really did an outstanding job holding him in check in the second half. But five players in double-figure scoring for the Quakers, including Antonio Woods, Darnell Foreman, Max Rothschild, and A.J. Broder, their low-post player. Those players contributing to help with the victory. The Tigers in the contest struggled from the field in the first half, shot just 37% to Penn's 50%. But in the second half, certainly the Tigers picked up the pace offensively, shooting just a tick below 54%. Both teams struggling a little bit from three. The Tigers 7 of 21 from three. Meanwhile, Penn 6 of 16. Considering where the Quakers were in the first half, you have to certainly credit the Tigers for their ability to come up with stops at certain points in the second half. They held Penn to 0 of 5 from 3 in half number 2. That game went back and forth throughout the second half as the Tigers really fought to come back. They trailed 36-27 at halftime. But in the second half, they were able to get that lead down to a one-possession score on a couple of occasions. But just about every time they were able to do that, the Quakers somehow found an answer. Max Rothschild certainly being a thorn in the side of the Tigers in that second half. 10 points, 6 rebounds, along with 5 assists for the Quakers to help really run away ultimately from the Tigers to the tune of 76-70 in the contest. The Tigers, with the loss, dropped to 7-8 on the season, 0-1 in the Ivy League. Meanwhile, Penn improving to 10-5 and 1-0 in the Ivy League. And one of the interesting things about the Ivy League component now because of the tournament is the fact that now it's about the top four. In years past, obviously, before last season, it was about obviously winning the regular season title. You get the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. But now getting into that top four slot certainly gives you a little bit more breathing room, at least in the beginning of the season. So we'll see if these two teams will cross paths more than twice this season. The Tigers will see them again in the early stages of February, but this time at Jadwin Gymnasium. The loss did end a tremendous winning streak for the Tigers in the Ivy League. They had not lost an Ivy League game prior to last Saturday since March of 2016. That spanning an incredible run, almost 680 days, the Tigers went without dropping an Ivy League contest. But it's time to start a new streak, as they say, as the Tigers will move forward to action this weekend at home against Columbia and Cornell. Of course, one of the highlights of the weekend will be the Saturday game against Cornell, when former Tigers great and former assistant coach Brian Earle returns as the head coach of the Big Red. So the Tigers have a lot to look forward to for the upcoming weekend, as Columbia struggling this season, 3-10 heading into the weekend. This will be their Ivy League opener. They're coming off of an 87-42 win against Sarah Lawrence last Saturday. Meanwhile, Cornell going through some of struggles in their own right as well, but a little bit better in the non-league regard. 6-7 on the season. They will begin Ivy League play as well with the Penn weekend. So that will certainly make things very interesting on their behalf, as the Tigers have been extremely difficult to deal with in Jadwin Gymnasium for Ivy League competition. We talked about the Tigers and their success in the Ivy League over the last year. The winning streak at home actually predates that and drifts back into the 2015 Ivy League campaign as well. So plenty to get to as it relates to Tigers and Cornell and Columbia this weekend. It will be Columbia up first on Friday night at 8 o'clock, with Cornell coming in at 7 on Saturday, one night later. When we come back, it'll be time to hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, right here on The Mitch Henderson Show. Winberry's Restaurant and Bar continues to be a local Princeton favorite for more than 30 years and counting. The menu features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winberry's happy hour and late night food offerings. Located in Square across from the campus, there's a reason Winberry's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. We'll take a quick breather. When we come back, it will be time to hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show right here live from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. We'll have more headed your way on Fox Sports 920 AM, The Jersey, right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Ivy League basketball is back.
Tosses it up and in! Miles Stevens wins it at the buzzer for the Tigers!
It's a pair of Princeton doubleheaders this weekend. On Friday, the Tigers host Columbia. The women tip off at 5:30, with the men following at 8. Then on Saturday, Princeton welcomes Cornell to Jadwin Gymnasium, with games at 4:30 and 7. For tickets, call 609-258-4TIX or visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show as we take a look at Princeton Tigers basketball here this evening. And who better to get an inside look at Tigers basketball with than the head coach himself, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Derek. Glad to be here at Winberry's again.
It was a fun time last week, and certainly after this week, a lot to get to in terms of basketball and a lot to look forward to. Tigers here. Going back to last Saturday with that contest, obviously the start of the game, you get up 5-0 early on, and then the Quakers quickly find their sea legs and turn things around. How did you see that first half playing out where you were down by 9?
Well, you know, I didn't feel good about the way we guarded Bentley in particular. You know, and Amira did such a good job in the second half, so it sort of doesn't tell the whole story, but I thought that they did a great job of going inside the whole game. But and Bentley in particular really hurt us, 19 in the first half, and we couldn't figure out ways to get ourselves settled down. It felt like, and I said this after the game, and even today and in the last couple of days to the guys, that it was the first time in a couple of years where we felt like we were we didn't have that pop throughout the whole game. So I thought it presented itself in the first half. I was proud of the second half comeback, and I knew we'd be right there. We had a couple opportunities to steal the game, but I didn't think we were deserving of a victory, honestly. And I kind of sort of leave it there.
It was a game where in the second half you kind of hit on the stuff with Ryan Bentley. He didn't take a shot until about midway through the second half. And you mentioned the play of Amir Bell. That slowing him down gave you the opportunity, I thought, to really creep back into the game.
Well, that all the credit goes to Amir on that. You know, he had stick-to-itiveness, right? You know, it was like the old what kind of gum is he chewing, you know? And he was all over him. But it wasn't Bentley that hurt us in the second half. Rothschild's line didn't reflect his overall play. He really dominated the game. And the adjustments that we made weren't sharp. They weren't good enough to be successful and to win a game on the road in the league. And I think that, you know, we had talked about this, but I think our guys didn't quite understand how much people are, you know, the name on the front of the jersey. They want that. They want that prize. So it was a great wake-up call for our program.
Well, you mentioned that the team, even though the players have changed from last year's team, I think a lot of teams look at this squad and say they were undefeated last year in the Ivy League. They're the team to beat until somebody proves otherwise.
Yeah, it's interesting, right, Derek? Like, you're not a target until you realize you've been a target, and then even then you're like, wait a second, they're mad at us, you know. So I was telling the guys, like, you know, you're mad at me, but I'm the only one that doesn't know. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're taking every single day with the right approach, the right amount of, like, all right, in this game, we've got to hit first. We've got to be aggressive. This is what made us successful a year ago. And defensively, we got to establish our identity. I think that was the signs last year of a team being very good. And we didn't do that against Penn at all. They shot close to 50% from the field.
It seemed like that game, in a way, kind of reflected – how it played out, like the playoff game in a sense, where you're trying to fight and get back into it. And the difference this time, though, unfortunately, the Tigers just couldn't come up with those stops in the second half.
Well, there were a couple differences. They're a year older with Antonio Woods back in the lineup. And I talked about him here a week ago, and I was worried about him then, but I feel like he was more of an issue than we anticipated. I thought he played like an experienced guard. And secondly, we lost some really valuable players that had played a lot of experienced minutes. That said, the group's going to figure out its way, and I really have confidence in Miles Amir and Devin to sort of, again, as I mentioned the last week, as long as they continue to lead us from in front and behind, we're going to be in good shape.
Devin Kennedy, 21 points, hit the 1,000-point marker for his career. Such a solid offensive player. What can you tell us about that accomplishment for him?
Well, he does it in his junior year. Devin's a very talented scorer. If you look at his offensive rating in the country, if you look at the minutes played in the country, he is he's a high-level scorer. What I'm most proud of is that he's an improving defensive player. He made some mistakes on Saturday, and he knows them and is accepting of those mistakes. And, he looks at it. You know, we give all the guys, like, okay, here you go. This is what we see. What do you see? Ask them questions. And Devin often has, he really is eager to want to learn what's going on. But I feel like, you know, as long as he continues to improve his overall game and making other guys better while he's on the floor, you know, the level of the whole group rises.
Will Gladson making his return on Saturday, played 7 minutes. How would you assess his return, kind of getting back into the mix?
Rusty. I think Will may say the same thing, and if he doesn't, I don't know. You know, Will is, in my opinion, he's a leader. He's a vocal leader, and mentally the guys feel him. And that goes for me too. You know, I need to be able to feel what they're thinking, and they've got to be able to communicate that with me, and I expect that from Will. And I talked to him about that the other day, good, bad, or indifferent, wherever the game's going, he's got to stay level-headed and communicate with the coaching staff. And, this was his first real minutes since Miami, so we're excited about getting him back into the rotation.
You mentioned Rust. Was there any rust, did you feel, for the team as far as playing a game last game, Christmas Day, versus a game that you play days after the New Year? Did you feel that at all?
You know, I'm hesitant to even talk about it because it sounds like excuses. Mm-hmm. So, we played USC, and they talked about – some of their coach talked about how they were missing some of their key guys. Well, it was a hell of a win for us. So, that's a really good win for Penn, and they're very deserving of it. So, I don't want to go there. That said – We've got to be way sharper, and our guys know that. They've got to be on point, on detail, and really focused on the fact that the league's coming at you, and you got to be ready for the challenge.
One of the things in that game early on, and you hate to see it happen because sometimes it really can quickly influence the game, you pick up 5 team fouls early on, but 4 of them went to 2 guys. In Sebastian Munch and Miles Stevens. How much did you think that early foul trouble kind of affected and impacted the flow of the half?
Big factor in the game. Miles was slightly out of rhythm. Again, Penn had something to do with that. Obviously, the 2 fouls had something to do with it. And Sebastian was also, played 19 minutes. He's been playing close to 28, 30. So, but we've had really solid minutes from guys off of the bench, and we need to have – somebody's getting foul trouble. We're going to be down a guy. We've had, over the last 2 years, we've had performances going back to Keon Rayner coming into the Columbia game 2 years ago. Pete Miller even stepping into games off the bench 3 years ago. You know, we have to have off the bench powerful minutes from guys when their name's called. And we've been, I feel confident about our ability to do that.
And certainly when you get into back-to-backs like you will this weekend, that's especially when those performances kind of come into play.
Yeah, well, it's the Friday-Saturday is its own beast. And I think I always say that the Saturday night game is all about your leadership and your guts. It doesn't come down that often to the X's and O's or the execution. It sometimes does, but it's really about making a big play in a big moment and not being afraid to make that big play.
This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, 920 The Jersey. We will take a break. When we come back, it'll be time to take a look at that back-to-back Columbia and Cornell from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way in just a few moments. This is 920 AM The Jersey. We'll be back right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah, from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back. It's Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you, along with the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. We'll be joined by assistant coach Sky Etten and Jerome DeRosier in just a bit as they talk to us about this upcoming weekend. Of course, the opener against the Penn Quakers. Coach, as we take a look here now at this coming weekend, first with Columbia on Friday night, the first back-to-back as we just talked about, what do you see out of the Lions here that can help you kind of get ready for Friday?
Well, you know, when we played them a year ago, they had two seniors that had won a lot of games, and they're returning this kid, Mike Smith, who's very talented, scorer, fast, sort of an interesting weekend. Both Cornell and Columbia have a high-level scorer at sort of the point guard position. So they challenge you in a lot of different ways. And both teams also have explosive offensive tendencies. And both teams are not record isn't indicative of how they can hurt you. So first, I'll say every team in the league is dangerous. It's the first road weekend for them in the league. Everybody's got, you know, sort of that fresh blood kind of a mentality. We're coming off of a loss, so we did a good job last year protecting home court. I think it starts from the inside out. We've got to defend, and we've got to really be sharp defensively on Friday. They've got this kid Lucas Meisner, who we didn't see a year ago. He's a foreign kid. He can really shoot it. He's a bigger kid, so he's a tough matchup for you. So taking good shots on offense. I always mention this, and you're always nodding, like, you know, when we talk before the games.
Yeah.
But, man, I can't tell you how like, bad shots or your bad turnover can change a game instantly, especially in league. So we'll be putting a lot of emphasis on that. And, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed the guys take that seriously as I do.
Well, it's interesting watching, and you mentioned the shooting and the personnel of Columbia. They've obviously changed head coaches over the last couple of years, but, you know, for them, it seems like their DNA, as far as the type of players that they have, has not changed a ton. They like to have bigs who can step outside and shoot.
Yeah, Jim was an assistant at Columbia for a while, and he's, you know, he's really a skillfully minded coach. And, you know, what he did at NJIT is really impressive to me. But you're right, like, you know, I think some of the best coaches, and I think the coaches in the league are very good. And of course, Jim's a great coach. And, you know, I mean, I think very highly of Brian as well. I mean, what Brian's doing, obviously very close to the heart here. But, like, taking advantage of what you have is, you know, if I tried to, you know, Gary Walters used to always push me on square peg in a round hole, and, you know. I used to, after like the 19th time, I said, Gary, I understand what that means. But his point was taken very seriously. Like, if you have a player like Lucas Meisner, you have to put him in positions of success, and they do that. And that challenges your defense because we play mostly man-to-man, right? So we're going to be rotating. We're going to be having to cover that. One of the things that's helpful is that both teams on the weekend are fairly similar, so there's some theme.
You mentioned that they're similar. What about the differences in preparing for a game in the Ivy League the first time you see a team during the course of the year versus a second time? So this time around, while some of the personnel is the same, does your approach change at all the first time versus the second time?
Well, I always know that if there are two parts to that. So I always know that the preparation when you have freshmen playing significant minutes the first time is not only the first time for them, but it's the first time that they've ever experienced anything in the level of detail. So, you know, not only you're going through a league, but you're going through league, like, for the first time for the freshmen. So, but the first time versus the second time, you have, and I think Penn did a good job of this, you have the ability to throw in a wrinkle, something that's different, because there's a lot of preparation from one season to the next. If you have the same personnel, you can do that. And then it's really on the onus is on your seniors and juniors, the guys that have played in a lot of league games, to say, okay, this is happening, and it's happening right now. And what are we going to do about it? And how are we going to change and push through it? Because everybody in the league is going to get you. They've seen something that you maybe we don't even know right now. And your ability to adjust from game, even during game one, into game two, I love that part of it. It feels very much like a, you know, our version of the Game 7 series. I love it.
And you mentioned the adjusting and the personnel in particular. One guy who's familiar with your personnel is Brian Earle, who will be in Saturday.
Son of a gun.
I know. That guy. What was it like going against him the first time around twice? And then now you kind of know what he's going to do as a head coach and kind of carry that with you into Saturday night.
Yeah, it was the first time awful. You know, it was like being in a left-handed universe, you know.
Yeah.
Like everything's opposite, and you look down the bench and you see like, the one guy that you've trusted your whole life that's, you know, kissing your sister.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it, but you know, at the end of the day, it's about the guys, and I've always felt like you know it's best to not focus on who you're coaching against. That said, there are you know some things Brian likes to do that you know, and he's done a terrific job. His team. In particular, the kid, Matt Morgan, presents such a challenge, you know, to teams defensively. So, you know, Saturday nights, they came in here last year and they blew our doors off for about 25 minutes. We had no answers for their speed and their tenacity. And, you know, I thought that our leadership and maybe some of the experience that we had just sort of won the day. So we're going to have to be especially sharp. You know, he spreads you out. The kid, Stone Gettings, makes a lot of really good decisions. They play through them. You know, I got. I saw Nick Saban was like 12-0 against former
yes.
assistants. You know,
yes.
I was like, just like shaking my head at that last night. I was like, oh man, if I could be so lucky, because
yeah.
you know, I think Brian's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, and that's one of the tricks. He has some talented players there with him at Cornell. You mentioned Matt Morgan. He's been a guy who has worked pretty easily throughout his career. What kind of dangers does he pose to your team?
Well, his microwave, you know, his Vinny Johnson, mm-hmm. right? He comes into the game and he, but he doesn't look like he's trying to score. He has a really interesting affect. Interesting being maybe the wrong word. It's lethal. You know, I think he's just an absolute assassin. So he presents a lot of challenges, mostly when he gets on guys that aren't, you know, like, yeah, you know, this is the thing I worry about with freshmen. Do they completely understand that what you're telling them for the 15th time is like a religion? Like, hey, you're going to have to really work hard on this guy. So that's the challenge. And then, on, you know, seeing speed on tape is totally different than seeing it in person. So we're just because we're at home, just because we're Princeton, means nothing. And that's what I thought they did a good job on Monday and today of of you know, getting back to the basics and details in terms of the preparation that's needed for a really important Ivy weekend.
Columbia and Cornell this weekend. Columbia first on Friday night at 8 o'clock, then Cornell on Saturday at 7. Before we let you get out of here, Coach, we have a fan question from Denise this week on Twitter who wants to know, would Princeton be interested in putting in a bid? I'm not even sure how this would actually work, but hosting the Ivy League tournament, would there be any interest, or is this a thing that you feel will be kind of shipped out to Penn?
Oh, no, I hope not. And actually, our athletic director, Molly, is here, and she's been very proactive in sort of putting our hat in there. And we would like that very much. And, you know, I think that the league tournament itself is, you know, here we are one game down. And there's a totally – we didn't lose a game last year, but there's a totally different feeling now than those feelings that I've had in the past. So I think the league tournament's great. And not everybody agrees with it, but I think it's really good. And I think it needs to be at a place, but I think it's really good. That makes sure that the number one seed is protected as much as possible. Now, I don't know if that's Penn or Princeton. I'd like to be the host at some point because Penn's got it now. But I do think that the league tournament needs to be at a special place where all the Ivy League fans can get behind it. And you know, if we're getting out, are we got one more?
Yeah.
One more question? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do you feel that a tournament hosted by whoever the number one seed is would be a suitable option, or is that even possible because of time turnaround and logistics? Would that be an option?
Like the Patriot League?
Yes.
The way, you know, we've talked about this, you know, so much. You know, when I first got in the league, we were talking about trying to get a tournament. So we've got this now, and I think we're getting it better, and we're learning. And we had tournament year one, and now we're going to have tournament year two, and we're going to make improvements to it. But I do think the number one seed should be hosting. In this league, you know, we are. If you look at the success of the Ivy League in the NCAA tournament since 2011-12, you have the Ivy League teams winning close to, you know, 25% of their games, which is way above the average of teams at our level. So, and that's because we're sending our best team. So that gives the best team, I think, the best chance of advancing. We were really fortunate to advance a year ago, and we were happy that we did. And maybe there's something to that, but you sort of have that to kind of get over the top. But I think, you know, as long we need to be putting our best team in the tournament.
Well, I did want to, before we close out this segment, I did want to follow up on a point you made about what the first game of the season means versus previous situations. Remember a few years ago, back in 2014, I believe it was the same season the Tigers went 12-2 in non-league play, and then you open it up and you
0-4.
Yeah, and then you lose.
Thanks for bringing up that terrific memory.
No, but I'm circling back to a positive point though. By the end of that season, by the end of that Ivy League run, you felt like the Tigers they were a far different team than the first four games.
No, look,
of the year.
We finished that year 8-6, and that was Spencer Weiss, Steve Cook, Pete Miller's freshman year, and the year before, I mean, every year that we didn't make we didn't win the league, I felt like we had an opportunity to do some serious damage in the tournament, if there was a tournament. Not that I'm purposely coaching the team that way, but you want to be playing your best in March, and I think that's the goal. And, you know, of course, you've got to get there. But, you know, you make a good point. The group needs to be playing really well together late in the season, and that's not always easy. And this makes it a lot more fun to sort of look at that as a challenge. And you have the carrot at the end of the stick. Our goal, of course, is to win the league. And that's what we're trying to do. We're preparing the guys. I tell them all the time, I'm preparing you to win the league. That's what we're trying to do. And this is how you're going to do it tonight. And that might mean that you have no points, four rebounds, and an assist. And then that carries over the course of the season. By the time you hit league play, or excuse me, tournament play, there's some stuff that's inside of your DNA you don't even know it's there, and you're able to win in these tight moments. So to your point, I love that. I love the getting to March, mid-March, and having a team that's ready to win big games.
The journey continues this Friday and Saturday for the Tigers. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Derek. Love being here at Wimperry's. This is a really cool event, and we got a great crowd here tonight, so happy to be here.
Fantastic crowd, and we will continue on with the Mitch Henderson Show in just a few moments, because when we come back, it will be time to hear from assistant coach Sky Etten and Jerome DeRozier right here on Fox Sports. The Jersey 920. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton after this.
Ivy League basketball is back.
Tosses it up and in! Miles Stevens wins it at the buzzer for the Tigers.
It's a pair of Princeton doubleheaders this weekend. On Friday, the Tigers host Columbia. The women tip off at 5:30 with the men following at 8. Then on Saturday, Princeton welcomes Cornell to Jadwin Gymnasium with games at 4:30 and 7. For tickets, call 609-258-4TIX or visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets.
You're on the couch watching the game and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you here on the Mitch Henderson Show, and always great to hear from Coach as he broke down what's to come here for the Tigers, Columbia and Cornell weekend, and we continue the look forward and back as well with assistant coach Sky Eden and freshman Jerome DeRosier. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, Derek. Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Thanks for making the trip in, and obviously a lot of excitement right now with Tigers basketball getting into the Ivy League swing. First, Coach, let's go through Saturday a little bit with the Tigers. The loss to Penn. You look at a game like that, and it's frustrating because it's one of those games where you get close, but you just can't close the deal to get over the top.
Yeah, you know, we were right there a lot of different moments in the game, and I think we had our opportunities, down two with a minute, down two with 2 minutes. And they made some big plays, credit to them. I think this is going to be a big learning experience for our group. You know, we got some young guys, I think this is really going to help us going forward. We were able to break it down and learn a lot from it.
What's the week been like for the Tigers trying to rebound after that loss?
Yeah, in this league, you have to have a short-term memory. We're turning around with two really good teams this weekend with Columbia and Cornell. For us, we really want to look at, what we need to improve on, learn from it, and then it's on to the next one. We're excited for the challenge this weekend.
And Jerome, first Ivy League game for you. Tell me about that experience in the first, I believe, the first experience for you in the Palestra.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what a great place is, to first have my first conference game, Ivy League game. The crowd was great. It was really loud, too, but overall, it was such a great experience to be there. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but I think, like Coach said, we're going to learn a lot from it. I love playing, two of my older former teammates from NMH that actually go to Penn now. Overall, it was a great experience. I mean, I love to play them.
You mentioned NMH. That that is a basketball factory, it seems like, especially as it relates to the Ivy League. There's got to be a lot of familiarity with those guys, playing with them and now against them.
Yeah, I mean, NMH, it's a good academic school, and we're good at basketball too. So, you know, we love going to Ivy League schools. And I think it's one of my advantages to, you know, because I got to play against AJ for 3 years. And then on Saturday, I actually got to guard him. And, you know, I knew all his moves and his tendencies. So I think it's always great to play against, you know, former teammates. So it's always fun.
One thing I'm always interested in for freshmen when the Ivy League first hits, do you feel the change in intensity versus the non-league games?
For sure. I mean, we know that it's conference time. So I think the players, you know, pay attention more to the scouts, and we know they know all of our moves and plays and stuff like that. So I think it's more intense during the games too. You want to win. You want to get a title again. So it's you can feel the difference for sure.
Sky, looking forward to this weekend. Columbia and Cornell both pose different challenges with personnel for the Tigers. How do you assess the Lions here coming in Friday?
Yeah, you know, the Lions are a really talented team. They have some young pieces as well, but they have a dynamic point guard in Mike Smith, and he's one of the best in our league, really quick, really fast. So it kind of starts with him, and you know, I think Coach Henderson mentioned it. They got some other players like Luke Meisner that's really playing well and has stepped into a big role here for them. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think they're really skilled. They run some quote-unquote Princeton offense. So I think our guys will be used to it and hopefully come in a little bit. And then with Cornell, the same thing with Brian Earl returning. So
you mentioned that Princeton stuff that they like to run sometimes. Can that be easier to prepare for, in some cases harder, because they kind of know what you're trying to do too on the offensive side?
Yeah, I think it gives you some familiarity with, you know, what they're trying to do, but at the same time, each team has their own wrinkle and twist to it. So, you know, you have to adjust to the personnel a lot in that offense, and you got to know who they're trying to get to, how they're trying to score. So it's good that we know the basics of it, but it's going to come down to, you know, more than X's and O's. It's really who the people are.
Brian Earl making his return. You heard Coach Henderson talking about it a few minutes ago, a guy who's so used to this program. Anything, any memories of yours with Coach Earl that you remember in your short time with him?
Oh, man, I have a lot of great memories with Coach Earl. I'm really close with him. He's a great guy and a great coach. You know, I think I learned a lot from him. You know, when you're in the office, you know, for a lot of hours with the other staff members, you pick your brain of your colleagues. And, you know, Brian is one of the best X's and O's guy I've been around. So, you know, and he can really shoot the ball. We had many a shooting contest that didn't unfortunately go my way. He was great to be around. I learned a lot from him.
And, Jerome, that's the back end of the back-to-backs. This is your first back-to-back run with the Tigers. Have you gotten any tips from the veterans on how to get through the Friday-Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I actually talked to Devin after the Penn game. I played 30 minutes last game, and I could tell I was, you know, getting exhausted. But Devin told me that you really got to take care of your body every day. You know, go see our trainer, Tiger, and make sure you go watch and ice. Especially because you want to be just as efficient, you know, every game. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
And that's got to be a mental challenge as well, not only physically, because you know, by the time you get to the second half of game two, I mean, you've been playing ball a lot that weekend.
Exactly. I mean, like Coach said, it's a quick turnaround, and you have to, you know, flush down whatever happened the night before. And but if you stay, it's really about staying focused, you know, throughout, you know, the 40 minutes. And I think we played a lot of games already, and I think it's something that, you know, you learn a lot from the older guys.
Do you feel like the trip to California and Hawaii will help and pay off in some way, because you got a little taste of that?
100%, yeah. I mean, we played some games. I think 5 games in you know, just not a lot of days, but we learned. I think it's gonna show that you know, we have to take care of our body again, and, you know, drink water and stuff like that. But I think it's going to show that we learned a lot from these trips.
Sky, we often talk about the players going through challenges with back-to-backs. But that also has to be a challenge, too, for the coaches.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we go from playing Penn to, you know, the next day trying to scramble and make sure we're ready for two really good teams coming in the building. And, you know, we've kind of got it down to a system now in terms of preparation, obviously, with Coach Henderson leading the way there. And you kind of have to the hardest part in this league and the teams I think that best in this league are the ones that, like Jerome said, are able to flush Friday and focus on Saturday. You know, no matter what happens Friday, you got to get Saturday. And that's the approach that we've taken. And the preparation side of it, it's definitely a lot of hours and you got to be ready.
And certainly now with the change in the Ivy League with going to the tournament, whereas you may just have to not worry about one thing versus the other, but now you may have a team coming in trying to get that four spot and trying to battle. You know, there's all kinds of positioning going on in front of the league, so that has to make things a little bit tougher too, and the ability to move on from night to night has to be pretty key.
Yeah, it makes things even more exciting than they were. You know, I remember last year, I think last game of the season, there were still four teams in the running
right.
for the fourth
right.
spot, you know, and Dartmouth had to beat us to get to that fourth spot. So every single night, it's really competitive throughout the whole season. So you got to be ready every single night.
Jerome, when you first got to Princeton, give me some of your early impressions of meeting the coaches and especially Sky right here.
I mean, I talked to these guys for about a year before I actually stepped on campus. But, I mean, I love these guys. They're, you know, my friends. And I mean, I know they're coaches, but they really feel like friends. But you mean to us? We get to spend a lot of time with him, especially Sky. I shoot probably every day with Sky. You know, we have this thing we do 100 makes a day, and you know, we really get to know each other. And I think it's important, you know, for the relationship between players and coaches, to have this ability to listen to them and actually, you know, respond when they want something. You know, so I think I have a great connection between all the coaches. There's no really, I mean, I don't have a better relationship for with any of them than. You know what I'm saying. All of them are, mm-hmm. are great guys. I mean, I think it's all to be able to know that we can talk to them and have this connection.
Sky, what's one thing about his game that you noticed right away when you first saw him play?
I mean, I remember going to his high school and watching a workout. It's a little bit different setting because they don't call fouls there, believe it or not, Derek. So I remember my first time there, and I'm looking at one of the other coaches that was sitting next to me and wondering what was going on. And, you know, what stood out was Jerome's toughness. You know, he was going after everything. He was playing hard. You know, he was talking and truly a good teammate. And, you know, he was someone that I was like, oh, man, we got to have him around. And, you know, it showed when he's been here. He works hard. He takes coaching really well and tries to apply it, and he's always eager to learn. So it's been a blast to coach him and the other guys.
Rosier, gentlemen, thank you for joining the show.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We will use this opportunity to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920, the Jersey. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark.
Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's the Mitch Henderson Show. Special thanks to Coach Henderson and, of course, Sky Edden and Jerome DeRosier, as you just heard from them a few moments ago, getting set for a big weekend of Tigers basketball as they take on Columbia and Cornell. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a few moments and also go over the Ivy League standings briefly while we have a moment here. Thanks for listening, as always, as we broadcast and bring you the Mitch Henderson Show live from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar located in Palmer Square. You'll find so many delicious options here for lunch and dinner on their menu, plus specials for happy hour. And you won't want to miss Sunday brunch. It's a Winberry's tradition featuring something for everyone in the family. Take a second and check out all of the offerings online at princeton.winberrys.com. Big weekend for the Tigers coming up with Columbia and Cornell heading in. And really, this is the weekend where things really get rolling in the Ivy League. You had Harvard and Dartmouth kick things off last weekend along with Princeton and Penn. So the travel partners playing each other in that regard. And eventually, Columbia and Cornell will go through a similar thing. But for the Lions and Big Red, it's their opening weekend of Ivy League play. And one of the interesting things about the first back-to-back weekend is you slowly but surely start to see things take shape in the league. And that's going to be one of the intriguing things that comes out of this weekend, as we've heard so much from Coach Henderson and many others that follow Ivy League basketball. Things kind of change in terms of the non-league season and then when you get to the Ivy League campaign. It's a different beast altogether. So just because a team may be struggling, that doesn't necessarily mean that's what it will equate to when Ivy League play rolls around. Case in point being Columbia, who will make the trip into Jadwin Gymnasium. They are only 3-10 this season, but you look at some of their games this year. I mean, their opener was against the number one ranked team in the country in Villanova, dropping that one 75-60. So they've had some challenging games on their schedule this season as you look through the slate. So that record a little bit deceiving, certainly. But now as we get set for Ivy League play, and you know, for a long time, that back-to-back of Princeton and Penn, you know, was known as the killer peas in some circles. And you wonder certainly if we're headed back to that once again here in the Ivy League as things start to take focus this weekend with back-to-back play, because obviously the Tigers bring in a tremendous run from last season. They'll look to defend their Ivy League crown this season, but Penn emerging, that is certainly one of the big storylines here in this Ivy League season as things wear on. Can they kind of join Princeton along with Harvard and Yale? Now, while they were the top four last year, remember, Penn had to kind of hustle to get into the top four there at the end of the year. So we'll see what kind of weight that opening weekend win carries for the Quakers. Meanwhile, for the Tigers, we'll see if they can turn things around and get back into the groove of things against Columbia. And, of course, it's always unique to see a Mitch Henderson versus Brian Earle matchup on the coaching side. When you look at how that game played out last year, you know, hearing some of the players talk about it after the game was over, it was odd. And it was certainly odd to watch, you know, from the broadcasting side of it, to see Coach Earle, who you're so used to seeing there, be a fixture with the Tigers, first on the floor and then on the bench, and seeing him kind of go back and forth there trying to slow down the Tigers was certainly a unique situation last week, and we'll see that again on Saturday night when the Tigers take on Cornell. Obviously, Princeton sweeping Cornell last season. Both games not easy by any stretch a season ago, so we'll see what Brian Earle and company can bring to Jadwin Gymnasium on Saturday, where the Tigers have been very tough over the last couple of seasons. Obviously, completing a successful, perfect home record a season ago, they have been pretty hard to deal with at Jadwin Gymnasium, Ivy League foes in particular. So it will be Columbia on that. Meanwhile, Cornell in on Saturday night at 7. Some very good scores heading in for both sides. It'll be Mike Smith for the Columbia Lions heading in, along with Luke Morris, Key Cox on Friday night. On for Cornell, and as Coach Henderson talked about, Jefferson A's Saturday play is the production of the bench. It was the production that maybe you have to lean on a little bit more than what you would normally have to. That is one of the big challenges with the Ivy League, especially if you're on the road and will be at home, so they don't have to worry about hopping on a bus and traveling from point B of hours. Instead, the conference starting out and at home. So they will have the Friday-Saturday meeting, of course, with Columbia and Cornell, and then they'll have a couple of weeks off. They'll take on Rowan University, Division III Rowan, in late January, and then they'll return home once again for another Ivy League back-to-back, and that home stand will actually conclude in early February against the Penn Quakers, so the Tigers will get done with Penn pretty early on in their Ivy League run. So they'll see the Quakers a second time, and actually will prevent us from doing a show here. Winberry's coming up, I believe that date is February the 6th, in the early stages of the month. So Princeton and Penn, round two coming up, and obviously we will not have the show that week. But you can join us each and every Tuesday night from right here at Winberry's Restaurant, Bar, and Grill right here in downtown Princeton. I'm Derek Jones saying so long. We will have more Princeton Tigers basketball headed your way this weekend in the Mitch Henderson Show each and every Tuesday evening at 6 right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Have a good night, everybody.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Ivy League basketball is back.
Tosses it up and in! Miles Stevens wins it at the buzzer for the Tigers!
It's a pair of Princeton doubleheaders this weekend. On Friday, the Tigers host Columbia. The women tip off at 5:30 with the men following at 8. Then on Saturday, Princeton welcomes Cornell to Jadwin Gymnasium with games at 4:30 and 7. For tickets, call 609-258-4TIX or visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.